At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
A warm republic of all, welcome to Lumpy Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and got a tremendous podcast for you as we're going to be bringing on Sean Paul of the Making the Madness podcast. On top of that, Mountain West Wire and Field of 68 in the second segment. The man knows about all these schools. He covers everything from the power conference schools all the way down to things like the Summit League in the Big South. So we're going to talk to him about a few schools from the Summit League in the Big South. And on top of that, we're going to take a look at some of the recent transfer portal moves, where Arizona's standing with regards to what they want to bring in, because a lot of us are focusing on the fact that Cordy Ramey is coming in. But on top of that, Cedric Henderson Jr. coming in from Campbell, I think, is a pretty big deal for them. We wind up seeing a school out there in the Big 12 wind up hitting the transfer portal. Actually, a pair of schools bring in a few ancillary pieces as well. So we'll talk about their standing with regards to what I think is going to be the best conference at all of college basketball in the Big 12. So we're going to be chatting about that with Sean in the second segment. And then in the final segment, going to give you guys a little bit of a recap as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Tuesday. It was a little bit more of a dry day. So I'm starting up with more conference previews at this time because things have become a little bit more fortified with regards to these rosters. So hopefully I'll have one up within the next 48 hours. I'm planning on doing the Big South relatively soon. So hopefully I'll have that up for you either tomorrow or 48 hours from now, so be on the lookout for that. And if there is something that you want me to do on this podcast, if you got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, you got one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_d1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please send these into the timeline. And the other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting in too many Twitter questions today, but had a nice wide-ranging chat with our good friend Sean Paul. So that's up next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Heaps with myself, Greg Heaps Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guests as Sean Paul is doing an absolutely tremendous job taking a look at the game of college basketball. You're able to catch him out there in a wide variety of platforms. Does some great work over there with the Field of 68. On top of that, he's a writer over there for the Mountain West Wire, and he's a man that does an absolutely amazing job of taking a look at mid-major basketball as well. To be able to follow Sean on Twitter, that's at SeanPaulCBB. As per usual, make sure to spell Sean, S-E-A-N. And Sean, it is great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Happy to be on your podcast as always, Greg.
I'm always glad to have you aboard. And Sean, it has been very interesting to take a look at things in college basketball recently. And you can tell that there are some teams that they're realizing, hey, I need that final piece or two to be able to round out my roster for the upcoming college basketball season. We certainly have seen that with Arizona in recent days. They wind up adding not just Courtney Ramey. He's a big ticket item, but I really think that under the radar, bringing in Cedric Henderson, who winds up coming in from Campbell, I think that that's going to be relatively big for them. You're noticing it with a few other schools as well, like Kansas State wound up bringing in Desi Sills on Tuesday as well. What do you make out of some of these teams that they're sort of mad dashing at the last minute to be able to bring in pieces? Because just from what I wound up seeing last season, the guys that sort of were last minute additions, a lot of them just didn't wind up living up to their billing, and a lot of them wound up underachieving a tad.
Arizona definitely needed some reinforcements after losing Benedict Mathurin and Christian Coloco and Dalen Terry. Obviously, two of those were expected. Terry kind of rose up the draft boards and probably a first-round pick, maybe an early second-round pick, so that's why he stayed in the draft. But getting a guy like Courtney Ramey is big. He's not the Swiss Army knife necessarily that Terry is, but he did a terrific job when he was defending Ochai Agbaji last year when Texas won at home against Kansas. He's going to do a really good job defensively. He can shoot the ball, and he can be a good third option. He's not going to be a guy that's going to drop 20 a night, but he's going to drop 10, 11, 12 a night. He's going to be a leader, and he's going to help in that aspect. Cedric Henderson, he's a really good athlete who was super efficient during his days at Campbell. I think he's another piece that fits really well. They just needed some more depth. They just didn't have a lot of depth, and I think that's going to go a long way for the Wildcats. The other Wildcats, Kansas State, they just needed more talent, and Desi Sills should play a pretty solid role. He should start next to Marquise Noel. Obviously, losing Nigel Pack is pretty big. I don't expect them to really compete a whole lot, probably the worst team in the Big 12, but adding an experienced guard like Desi Sills should go a long way for them.
Yep, I do think that Desi Sills should be able to help out a little bit. Was a little bit underwhelmed by what he wound up doing at Arkansas State last season, but this is a guy that he started out there in the SEC for an Arkansas team that was relatively solid. Well, he was there, so that should be able to help them out. And then speaking of the Big 12, we did wind up seeing Kerwin Walton wind up going to Texas Tech. I feel like he's one of the big mysteries when it comes to the transfer portal, because I mean, we all saw it during his 2020-21 season at UNC, a very good knockdown shooter at 6'5", a guy that he's really been a one-trick pony throughout his career, but that one trick relatively solid. But you can tell that when Hubert Davis wound up getting to town, he just wasn't a fit with regards to that North Carolina team last season. What do you expect from him at Texas Tech? Because Texas Tech needed a little bit of shooting, but I do think that Kerwin Walton, he's going to really need to step up his defense a little bit to be a fit with Texas Tech.
I would say it depends if he's willing to buy in defensively and learn from Mark Adams, because you know, if he's not going to defend and not going to show effort on that end of the floor, which I think he will, he seems like a very hard worker, but if he doesn't, then you're going to see other guys play, because that's what you need to do in Mark Adams' system, because they're going to be one of the best defensive teams in the country regardless. I think he'll figure it out in some capacity. I don't think he's going to be an elite defender, but I think he'll be a fine enough defender to where shooting really stands out. He's going to shoot over 40% from three. I would guess maybe he starts. I'm not positive on that. I think Demaurian Williams is maybe the guy that starts, just because he is already an established, pretty good defender who can shoot the ball also. But like Elijah Fisher, he's more of probably a four than a three, but he can't really shoot the ball right now. He played well, but he didn't shoot the ball well for Canada in the FIBA U18. So he's an interesting player. I think they really need Walton shooting, because they don't have the same kind of shooting that they did last year in a sense. Obviously, Davion Warren wasn't an elite shooter. Adonis Arms wasn't an elite shooter, but they still could hit one when it mattered. I don't know if they have a ton of those guys right now, but Kerwin Walton definitely is one of those guys.
Walton's certainly a guy that's able to knock down the threes. Question is he going to be able to give this team just a little bit of a boost, maybe improve his rebounding, just give this team some good on-ball defending so that way he can provide a little bit more value, as we do have Sean Paul of the Making the Madness podcast, along with the Mountain West Wire and Field of 68, joining me right here on the podcast. And Sean, I know you and one of our good friends, Jim Root, over there at the Three Man Weave, were having a great chat about South Dakota, not South Dakota State, but South Dakota for the upcoming season. And this would be a team that, if I were to have sort of a category of the more I see them, the more I like them teams, it is South Dakota. Talk to me a little bit about this team, because I feel like there are a few guys under the radar that did not wind up playing for this team last season that their returns are going to be absolutely massive for the Coyotes.
Yeah, and I would first start this out by saying it's interesting because they made a coaching change. Eric Peterson's coming in, and it's not like that they were terrible last year. They just made a coaching change, and I think Eric Peterson's going to do a really good job. And I like this team quite a bit. You have A.J. Plitzewhite coming back from injury. If he shows his talent that he did before he got hurt, which was dropping 40 against Oral Roberts, he outplayed Max Asemus in a game there, I think he could be one of the best guards in the country. Then you have a few other good scoring guards like Cruz Perro-Hunt, Mason Archambault, Paul Bruns coming in from North Dakota. So you have four guys that can really score the basketball right there. And then you have Tazos Kamateros, who's a really good pick and pop big man. He can score inside. He's just a solid post presence. My main question is, who's going to play the four? You can go really small, which could work, but at the same time, you'd like to have a little more size. I'm not sure they have an established piece there. That's something I'm curious to see. But Oral Roberts is probably right there with South Dakota for me. It's so close between those two. I might lean Oral Roberts just because Max Asemus is back. He's not coming off an injury like A.J. Plitzewhite is. And they have more size and more defense than they've had during pretty much any other year of the Paul Mills era. You have Damari Williams, who can defend. redshirted last year at Arizona State. Patrick Muwamba coming in from UT Arlington. He's a guy that can stretch the floor and defend. Elijah Lufile, he had a pretty good season last year. Sir Isaac Heron, he had a pretty okay freshman year. And then Connor Vanover, he's not a defender at all, but he's 7'3" and can shoot the ball from outside. So they have a lot more size and a lot more depth in the front court than South Dakota has. So that might be why I lean Oral Roberts, but those two are the two favorites in the Summit League right now for me.
And Connor Vanover, as a freshman at Cal, had 7.5 points per game, and at 7'3", shot 35.5% from three. Now, it did not wind up working out at Arkansas, but when you wind up going down to the mid-major level, you don't need to necessarily be like some athletic savant or anything like that to wind up working out. Anyone who's 7'3" and is able to pop the ball in the Summit League, I think that that's going to be a relatively hard guard. And we're talking about mid-majors that I really like. And I take a look at what Prairie View A&M has done here in the offseason. I think it's really interesting because Prairie View A&M has always been known as a team that they're looking to get like 500 steals a game. They really don't care about three-point shooting, but they are predicated on just being able to take the ball away. I take a look at what they've done in the transfer portal, and I'm not sure about you, but it feels like they might be going in a little bit of a different direction. And the real transfer that stands out to me is Akil Rudy. He winds up coming in from Monmouth, a guy that he wound up putting up literally more than double the amount of rebounds that he had points per game last season, which you're not going to find too many guys like that. He had like 3.5 points and over 7 rebounds per game. They also wound up bringing in Braden Bell. He was at Marist last season, a little bit of a 6'7" combo player, and they don't necessarily have these ball hawking guys. Maybe Aquam Butler from New Mexico State might be a little bit of that, but it seems like Prairie View is embracing a little bit more of hitting the glass, and I think out there in the SWAC, that's actually a very important. And I like some of the moves that they made this offseason.
Yeah, I agree. I think Rudy coming in from Monmouth should be a pretty solid player. I mean, 7.5 rebounds in any league is pretty big. He's a solid defender, good size. I think, you know, if you have a guy that's willing to just play his role as a rebounder, I think that goes a long way. I mean, he didn't take a ton of shots because he knew his role was to rebound. He took less than 2 shots per game. That's why he averaged 3.1 points. He was just there to rebound pretty much. And, you know, there's some pieces on the team that are more unknown, but I do agree with you. I like what they've done. You have to take some swings on some more unknown players in the SWAC, I would say, in smaller conferences in general, coming up from higher levels just to hope that they pan out. And, you know, we see it sometimes, like, I guess more in the Big South last year. We saw it with Drew Pember panning out to be one of the best players in mid-major basketball. So sometimes you just have to go get guys from higher levels and see if they can work out at a lower level.
And I'm actually going to be doing my Big South preview within the next few days. And I'm so glad that you mentioned Drew Pember, a guy that was really able to do a solid job with UNC Asheville. And I take a look at that entire Big South, and I think that it is going to be fascinating because I ain't over there with Longwood. They were able to make the NCAA tournament, but they wound up having a couple of defections in the offseason. Most notably, they wound up having some absolutely masterful play last season from Justin Hill. He winds up going over to Georgia, so that's going to leave them a little bit behind the eight ball. Winthrop is always a school that's towards the top. I believe that they wound up losing 2 conference games last season, and they wind up losing DJ Burns, but they wind up bringing back a lot. And on top of that, it is now the second year of the Prosser era over there for them as well. And I think that we could wind up seeing the Big South make a little bit of noise, especially if USC Upstate can play even just a little bit of a lick of defense, because their three-point shooting last season was actually very good.
Yeah, I mean, the Big South is definitely interesting. I'm curious to see UNC Asheville. Like you said, Drew Pember is an absolute superstar. He had a 40-point game, I believe, at one point last year. He can block shots. I kind of called him the mid-major Chet Holmgren because that's kind of a similar kind of thing that he does, just similar play style. But Caleb Burgess, that's an interesting add that I think is a little underrated. He's a guy that was a big assist guy at Hofstra before last year when they got Zach Cooks and Aaron Estrada. Had a lesser role last year, but this is a guy that averaged like 5 assists per game 2 years ago, going down to the Big South. Like, I think that's a really under-the-radar addition. That's another example of getting a guy in a lower conference that you hope can just show his prior form or pan out to be something. I think Caleb Burgess should be pretty good. If I'm picking my favorite in the Big South, just I would probably go Longwood again just because Isaiah Wilkins, he should be the player of the year in the conference in the preseason, I would say. Sean Wade, obviously losing Justin Hill is big, but I like Waylon Napier coming in from Southern Miss.
Yeah, to your point, Waylon Napier, a guy that was able to put up 4 assists per game. Now, Southern Miss had one of the worst defenses really in all of college basketball last season, but that really was not his fault. I think that he comes in and, I mean, honestly, comes in from a little bit of a higher level of basketball. He should be able to go down. I think that his scoring goes up a little bit, and if he's able to keep that facilitation, that's going to make him very tough out there in a Big South that is going to be very fascinating. I'm looking forward to that conference preview, doing that in the next few days, as we do have Sean Paul joining me right here on the podcast. And is there any guys that you wound up seeing that was at maybe like the power conference level slash a very, very high conference, depending upon if you have like the Atlantic 10, Mountain West in there or not, that is going down a level that you think could wind up tearing it up? Because we wound up just mentioning Drew Pember. He was at Tennessee, wound up seeing just absolutely no playing time over there at Tennessee. Goes into UNC Asheville. He completely tore it up. Is there any candidates this year that you take a look at them? They were just maybe a little bit out of place at a little bit of a bigger program. They're going down a level. And do you think that they could be poised for a huge year?
Yeah, there's one that really sticks out. There's several, but there's one specifically, and this one might be cheating, but I'll say it anyways. Let's go with Rocket Watts from Mississippi State by way of Michigan State originally, going back home. Look, this is a guy that averaged 9 points per game as a freshman in the Big Ten. He started 32 games at Michigan State. He was hurt last year, didn't play as much. I think he's going to be a really, really solid player next to Jalen Moore and could be one of the best guards in mid-major basketball, maybe average like 17, 18 points per game, but he's going to be really good.
I think that Rocket Watts is doing for a little bit of a big year. Just did not wind up working out for him at Mississippi State and did not wind up working out for him at Michigan State as well. And I mean, with Michigan State as well, I think that they're going to be so fascinating this year as well, because I'm not high on the Big Ten in general. Michigan State always one of the best coach teams in all of college basketball. I always feel like we need to give Tom Izzo his credit. But with Tom Izzo, even though he does such a great job of coaching up his team in season, the last few off seasons, Michigan State just has not done a great job bringing in talent. They haven't done a great job with regards to transfer portal. They did bring in Ty Walker. He was able to do a relatively okay job out there in the backcourt, but I'm sort of a little bit puzzled as to what Michigan State has been doing on the recruiting trail, coupled with what they've been doing with regards to the transfer portal. So I think it's going to be a little bit tough to be able to gauge them, because I think that they're going to be a team that, as they always do, they improve during the season. But I do feel like this is a Michigan State team that they just could use a little bit more talent in general to be able to reach the peaks of where they were just a few seasons ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Michigan State last year, what was their biggest question? Like, if you had to say what was their biggest issue, what would you say it was?
Their biggest issue was they didn't have that one go-to guy.
Exactly. And I think we have even less of an idea of who that is this year. I don't think this is a tournament team, honestly. Like, if Tom Izzo wasn't there, I think we're looking at this as one of the worst rosters in the Big Ten. And that might be a bit of a hot take just because it's Michigan State, but I don't think this is a tournament team. I just don't.
I'll never count Tom Izzo out of an NCAA tournament just with the way that he's able to coach guys up, the way that he always makes things work. But, I mean, man, when you're getting beaten out by San Diego State for Micah Parrish in the transfer portal, that's not great right there. So,
no.
Yeah, that is one of those things in which I love Tom Izzo as a coach. I don't like the way that they've been putting together their roster. It feels like really a lot of the programs out there in the Big Ten, they are a little bit behind the times in general with utilizing the transfer portal, which is why I actually do like what Illinois has been able to do this offseason. A man that I love what he's been able to do this offseason, because the man has been hard at work doing an absolutely amazing job. Take a look at everything. Is you, Sean. You do amazing work over there at the Field of 68. You do a tremendous job over there with Mountain West Wire. You've got a lot of written work. You've got a lot of podcasts out there. You do a little bit of everything, so let the good people at home know how they're able to follow you on social media and just everything that you've got going on in general.
Yeah, you can go and follow me on Twitter at SeanPaulCBB, and anything I do, you can pretty much just see it there. So just go ahead and pay attention to my Twitter.
And Sean always delivers the goods on this podcast. One of the best minds that you're going to find in all of college basketball. Guy, all 12 months out of the year, he is looking at everything from the power conference schools all the way down to, as you heard, things like the Big South and the Summit League. So a big thanks to Sean for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time to podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back here on Love Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the Beats and Family podcast. Always a pleasure to get Sean Paul of the Making the Madness podcast, coupled with Mountain West Wire and Field of 68 on. I mean, the guy is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to college basketball. Brings it every time he's on here, looking at everything from the top teams in all of college basketball to the Summit League and the Big South. Provided that once again today. So big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now let's take a look at everything that we wound up seeing in terms of the news and notes of college basketball over the last 24 hours. There aren't as many big ticket guys that are currently on the board in terms of the transfer transfer portal. But with that said, we did wind up seeing one of the bigger contributors from last season wind up coming off the board. That is a gentleman from Coppin State in Jesse Zarzula. He decided that he is going to be going to Central Michigan, a Central Michigan team in which they're going to need to improve that defense. They were one of the worst teams in all of college basketball in terms of points allowed on a per-possession basis at Coppin State. Not necessarily tremendous with their defense themselves, but even though he's a little bit banged up last season, played in 20 total games, 14.5 points, 3.5 assists, needs to cut down on those 3 turnovers, but added in there a ceiling half per contest, needs to work on the 30% 3-point shooting, but I think that he can go into Central Michigan and he'll be able to find a little bit of a role with the team. I do think that he is going to be able to do a solid job of being a little bit more of an on-ball defender that can generate a few steals. And I mean, out there in the MAC, you don't need to play superb defense to be able to get to the NCAA tournament. It's a big giant chasm, because you'll notice a couple teams like Akron, they play lockdown defense, and then with teams like Buffalo, they're just looking to play so up-tempo. Bowling Green, obviously one of those cases as well. And with Central Michigan, it's been interesting to take a look at their haul this offseason. They wound up bringing in Jack Chapman. He last season was playing over at UMKC. He only wound up putting up right around 4 points per contest. You probably need a little bit more out of him. And Tony Barbie, I think, is an okay coach. I don't think that he's ever going to be taking a team necessarily to the promised land. We wound up seeing his work out there in the SEC in past seasons. And you just take a look at some of the defections that he wound up having. Cameron Healy going out of the fold. He was one of the top scorers from last year. Oscar Lopez Jr., still currently in the transfer portal, has yet to decide where he's going to be going. I think it's going to be another rough year out there in the MAC for them, but I do think that in terms of a playing time standpoint, Zarzula probably going to be seeing some minutes. I do think that he's going to be able to make some contributions. Wound up seeing another gentleman go into the MAC, and it's for another directional Michigan school, as Dafari Sims, he was last season at UW-Milwaukee, he's decided that he's going to be going to Western Michigan. And well, they're going to be getting themselves a guy that I think could be a solid role player. I would say that if he's seeing himself as a starter, that's a little bit of an issue. But 7 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. He shot as a freshman during the 2020-21 season, I should say, in his first year with UW-Milwaukee, because he wanted spending a few years at the junior college level. Shot 40% from 3 this year, shot 30% from 3, so overall right around a 33.5 to a 34% 3-point shooter, as a nice little 6'7" combo player. I think that he's probably going to shoot something in the middle this season. I do think that Western Michigan has a little bit of an upward trajectory. Once again, it's another team that they've got a lot of rebuilding to do. They're going to need to really be able to get some talent out there on the floor to be able to compete out there in the MAC. They're just very far behind. But that said, you got a little bit of a new regime in there that should be able to help things out. Are also going to be bringing in Trey Mannix Jr. from Cal State Fullerton. So you got to figure that it is going to be better for Western Michigan this upcoming season. You can tell that bringing in Mr. Bates after they wound up having a situation which they wound up canning a lot of their old regime just due to money and cost. They were really trying to cheap out with regards to that coaching position. That was not necessarily going so great for them. And with Western Michigan, I think that it's going to be, shall we say, a little bit of a challenge for them to be able to build themselves up. It's been a very long time since they've really been competitive. But Dwayne Stevens, I think that he is the right guy for the job. Wanda coming in after he spent some time with Michigan State, a guy that just lives and breathes Michigan basketball in general. I think that they're going to get some wins on the recruiting trail, and I think little by little things are going to be able to improve. And I think that Sims is a relatively solid cog for this team, someone that's going to fit in well in the MAC. You wound up seeing Ladu Laku. He was playing at Cal State Fullerton last season. He has decided that he is going to be hitting the transfer portal. Not necessarily going to be a lot of suitors, I think, for his services, as this is a guy that last year he wound up being a pretty much big guy who wound up putting up 2 points at a rebound per contest. 6'10", 215-pound frame, so he's got that going for him. He was a little bit of an upside guy that they wound up taking in because he has a nice frame, and if he'd be able to develop, that would be relatively solid. Just has not been able to do so to this point, so he is back out there in the transfer portal. Max Polk, he was playing last season at Purdue Fort Wayne, IPFW, and he decided that he is going to be going away to Iowa Western Community College. Did not wind up playing last season. He wound up redshirting, so this is very easy for your handicap. All you need to note is that Mr. Polk did not wind up playing last season. We do not need to worry about him. Cross him off your list of guys that you need to evaluate and move on. This one is interesting. Michael Severino, he was playing at Duke last season. He decided to go down to NYU, which they were actually a very good school at the Division I level during like the 1950s and the 1960s. They're now a Division III school, and Severino sounds a little bit familiar because you may recall he was involved in that incident with Paolo Banchero where you're all wondering whether or not Paolo Banchero was drinking and driving. He was just a passenger. It was Severino. Who is he, driver? He is the godson of Mr. Coach K. You wish him nothing but the best. NYU, they've got a tremendous university. And I know that a lot of actors and actresses have come from NYU. So, I mean, that's very solid right there, but not much of an impact guy. You wound up putting up a point per contest. And quite honestly, this just frees up another roster spot for Duke. So this is good news for them. Desi Sills, he has decided that he is going to be gone from Arkansas State and he's going to be heading to Kansas State. Was a little bit underwhelmed by Desi Sills this last season because I knew he was a 2.5-year starter at Arkansas. And during the 2019-20 season while he was at Arkansas, 10.5 points, wound up being able to shoot right around 33% from three that season. As a freshman, actually shot 46% from three. Started to figure that that was smoke and mirrors. This last year, shot 25.5% from three. I think that he's better than he wound up showing there because, I mean, in the SEC, in his three seasons at Arkansas, he shot 35.5% from three. So I think that that's going to be trending upward a little bit. But this last year at Arkansas State, 12.5 points, right around three assists, 1.8 steals per game. He's able to be a good on-ball defender. And for Kansas State, it is a team that's looking to turn over a new leaf. I am in agreement with our good friend Sean Paul. You're probably looking at a team that's going to be dead last out there in the conference, but I do think that Jerome Tang is going to be able to help this team out over time. I think that's going to take him a few years. This is not a guy that is just some big splashy hire that's going to be getting a whole bunch of five-star guys or anything like that, but he plays a very tough style. He winds coming in from Baylor, so he's a part of what was a very slow rebuild because it needed to be over there at Baylor. So I do think that he's going to be able to come in and he's going to be able to have success over time. This is not going to be a quick fix with Kansas State, but being able to bring in a guy with like a Desi Sills, that is going to be able to help them out in the interim. And in the interim, I'm trying to give you guys as much information as humanly possible with regards to the games that we love in college basketball, get you guys all set for the upcoming season because it is going to be an amazing college basketball season and I'm going to try to make it the most profitable one ever. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GUnit_81. Keep in mind letters EM. They mean does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline, and the other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review coming at you guys every single day. Not just during the regular season, but in the offseason, give you guys news and notes and conference previews. I'm working on all of those. I've got two in the books already. Hopefully, we'll have the Big South Conference preview up either tomorrow or 48 hours from now. So we are doing everything that we can to get those all squared away for you guys. So big thanks once again to Sean Paul of the Field of 68 for joining me in the last segment. And I'll be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. And once we get in season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I'll chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.